Yeah, Bumper Podcast, what's going on? It's me, Natty Bumper Car. That was a weird way for me to start. I want to start over! What? There's no back button? So I'm going to just sound like, yeah, Bumper Podcast, forever? I'm pretty sure there's a back button. No? Ah! Okay. Hi, Bumper Podcast, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and... last week I was super tired and sleepy. This week I'm less tired and sleepy, which is good. I actually just took a nap. I dropped the kids off early at school, and then I came home and slept for 27 minutes. I set my alarm for 27 minutes because I didn't want to go over 30 minutes, because at that point, the nap is actually going to make you more tired, which isn't true, but that's what they tell you. How is that even possible? Oh, you got more sleep? 3 minutes more sleep? Then you're more tired. Sorry, Mom. But it's some sort of thing where you go into your deep sleep mode, your REM sleep, whatever it's called. I don't know the words. I ain't no scientist. Hey, Bumper Podcast, let's get this straight. We believe in science here at Bumper Podcast Land at headquarters. We love science, all right? You know why? Because science is backed up by things called facts. Science is backed up by things called data. All right? I was never super good at science in school, but you know what? I'm not a scientist. That's for them to do. But you know what I like to do? Believe in science. All right? I just wanted to establish that, and I wanted to physical science? Sure. Earth science might be the same thing. I don't know. Physics, that's probably science, right? Physiology, it has PH at the beginning, which... Wait, science doesn't have...
Oh, God, why have I gotten to this educated conversation with you when I haven't done any research?
Ah, research? What is that? That's science, Natty Bumper Car. Ah, perfect. Science is great, so... We should continue studying science and doing science and believing in science, because science is the science behind science. So, back to me being awake. I'm so waked. Woke? I'm so woke. I'm so waked. I don't know. I don't talk to people that often. I talk to Big, obviously. And here's why I don't talk to people that often. Is because I get my feelings hurt. Last night, I was putting the boys to bed, and I read like five or six books. I was like a book reading machine. I was enjoying it. Normally, I read one book per kid, sing songs, and I'm out. But last night, I was having a good time reading, and so I just kind of kept going. And I was like, boom, let's go to the next book. Bow, let's go to the next book. And the more I read to them, the more tired they get, and the more they kind of settle into bed easier, which makes my whole experience better. Because here's what I don't like. If I go up and I read and I get out quick, I know they're going to come out of the bed 10, 12 times. Out of the room. Right? Daddy! Which I can't stand. It drives me crazy. It drives me bananas. But, so what I like to do is I'm just going to do the work up front, right? I'm going to make sure I give them pats. I'm patting. So if I'm in there 25 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, that's cool. Because it's a nice 25, 30 minutes for the most part, right? It's relaxed. I'm reading books. I'm singing the songs. I'm calming them down. No running around. No toys. Let's lay down. Get your head on your pillow. Hey, get your head on your pillow. Nope, this is your pillow. I would like for your head. Don't kick the wall. Why are you kicking the wall? I want your head. Where's your head? Perfect. I want your head on your pillow. Point to your pillow. Point to the pillow. That's not a pillow. Where's your pillow? Thank you. Now put your head on it. Now you, lay back down. Because I got two of them in the same room on opposite sides of the room. And so they're both going back and forth. It's like I'm looking. It's like my head's on a swivel at all times. Anyway. So I like to do the work up front, so I don't have to go back up. Invariably, you still gotta go up, but for the most part, it just seems easier to me. So I, last night, five books deep. The big kid, he is He is down for the count. He is like, I am out. Sing me some songs. This is great. You're the best data. And I'm like, yes, I am. And then I sing my songs. I go, rocket ship, way up high. Rocket ship in the sky. Rocket ship, way up far. Rocket ship in the stars. And I go through the litany of songs. I go through, Ali Leela, who's a pig for me? Ali Leela, just gather around and we'll see. Got a pig over here and a pig over there. There's a pig, 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 pig everywhere. Said Ali Leela, who's a pig for me? La la la, Ali Leela, who's a pig for me? One more time. Ali Leela, who's a pig for me? And on and on and on. Emerson passes out. Boom. Done. Gone. Perfect. Go over to Ollie. I start singing him songs. No! I don't want you to sing songs. Those aren't the songs I want you to sing. I want you to sing the songs from the book. I don't know where the book is, buddy. Let's just... He's like, you know the book. Yes, I do. I know the book. I just don't know where the book is. I don't like you. I don't like your songs. He's so mean to me at night. And I was just like, buddy, I know some of the songs from the book, so I can just sing them to you. Fine. So then I start singing. I'm like, he's like, Muffin Man, Muffin Man, Muffin Man. Like, he's in the crowd. Like, he's, like, calling out songs for me to sing. Muffin Man, Muffin Man. I was like, all right. Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? And on, right? And then I went from Muffin Man to Three Blind Mice. And he just loses his mind. He's just like, why would you go to Three Blind Mice from Muffin Man? And I was like, because it just seemed like a nice song. It came into my head. I know it's in the book. And he's like, no. And I was like, fine. John Jacob Jingleheimer. And she was just like, get out. Get out, get out, get out. You can find the book. Get the book. You're not doing it right. And I was like, there is no right. I'm just singing songs to you. I read you a lot of books. And I was like, listen. Listen. You need to be nice. You need to be nice to daddy. You need to be real. You need to be especially nice to everyone in the world. But you need to be super nice to mommy and daddy and Emerson and Socks, because we're your family. And listen, I take care of you. I just read you 5 books. I'm singing you songs, and you need to be nicer. And you know what he said? No. I was just like, oh, this is not a good debate. I am not winning this debate currently. So I was like, fine, all right. I gave him a kiss in the head. I said, I love you so much, and I'm leaving. And I left the room, and I went downstairs, and I was just like, I'm not doing it, not doing it, not doing it. If I'm going to give my all and I'm going to get that kind of response, I'm not going to do it. So 10 minutes later, daddy, he's opened the door. Got to go potty. All right. And we are in the midst of some diaper-free zone. He has pushed the diapers away. And he has said, I am going for a full night with no diapers, which is terrifying. He's also going poopy on the potty, all on his own decision, and out of nowhere. 3 days in we are now. So you run upstairs. All right, buddy, let's go pee. Boom, he goes pee. Goes back in the room. 4 minutes later. Daddy, gotta go. I gotta go poops. Poops. Oh, okay. So you run upstairs. You set everything up. Get him on the toilet. Help him out. Yes, he poops in the potty. Awesome. Now, when he poops in the potty, he gets like a prize, a reward or whatever, because we're trying to make sure he keeps doing it. Awesome. Clean him up, wash my hands, get him back into bed, go downstairs. Yeah, he did it. This is working out. And he was nicer to me. All right. Awesome. So that worked too, that conversation. 4 minutes later, door opens again. This is the third door open. Daddy, I gotta go poop again. He poops again. Poops again. But this poop was everywhere. It was a ooh, wah, ooh, wah, ooh, ooh, oh, oof. All right, back into bed. You don't get a prize this time. He's like, where's my prize? It's like, you only get one prize a night. One prize. You can't just, you know, break it up into multiple prizes. That's not the way it's going to work. 7 minutes later, door opens again. He doesn't have to go to the bathroom this time. Now he's just tested. Now he's just pushing boundaries. And his mom goes up, and she's not happy. She takes away the ducks. He got a duck, a little plastic duck for going on the potty. Duck's gone. Sprinkles gone. What's his name? Chasey gone. He's got little stuffed animals and gave them all names. And now I gotta know these animals' names? I can't keep up. I went to his school yesterday because he said he wanted to have a play date with a kid. And after school, he calls the kid partner. He was just like, I want to have a play date with partner. And I was like, who's partner? That's an awesome name. I want to meet a partner. And so after school, I was just like, hey, you're partner, right? And the kid dropped his head, looked so sad. He was just like, no, I'm not, what? Like, why would you call me partner? That's not my name. And it was some other name, like Phil, or I don't know what his name was. But the kid was totally freaked out because I called him the wrong name. And I was like, buddy, it's okay. Relax. It's good. Whatever your name is.